What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are pretty much open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to you, and especially True News and Whitney Webb. There has been some great, great investigative reporting on Epstein and all the connections, and possibly, you know, the intelligence networks in regards to blackmail, spying.
Yep.
But I want to specifically point out to some of your callers, especially Mark from North Carolina and possibly Dustin, because I know both of these guys have talked about the Duran. Now, the Duran, as a good source of information, I'm a little skeptical, because on several occasions the Duran has come out and told people that it's not connected to any type of intelligence spying blackmail ring by the CIA or Mossad, that Epstein acted alone for his own self-interest on this. And anybody that believes that is a fool. And the other thing is, Alex Jones is telling people that it's the Chi-Coms is behind Epstein. So there's something really wrong with Alex Jones. That guy is really, really compromised. For him to come out and tell all the people that the Chi-Coms are behind Epstein, if you believe that, you got to be a fool. And then the one last thing is there's a guy out there called the X-22 Report. That's another shill.
Yes.
For, I don't know if it's for Israel or what it's for, but that guy, he never ever mentions the intelligence networks as far as being behind anything. It's always, it's just like a shill network. So I would caution your listeners to be careful of the Duran, Alex Jones, and the X-22 Report, because these guys can cleverly disguise themselves as truth agents, but some of them are putting out disinfo. So
yeah.
Other than that, please watch True News and Whitney Webb. Whitney Webb has been fantastic, and you should get her as a possible guest later when you get settled down.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First of all, Mike, how was your trip? Second of all, how's the internet speed over there?
It's a heck of a lot better than it was in Hawaii, and I'm on a Wi-Fi setup here. So
you're coming in pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's definitely better than we had, and we had a hard line in the house, but this is definitely working a lot better, and we're going to make sure that we have this quality or better when we finally move into our residence, as it were. As far as the trip itself, it was exhausting. The jet lag was, I'm still dealing with the jet lag, and again, though, we've hit the ground running. We got our banking business done. We got our post office box keys. We got we've viewed about 6 houses so far, and we're getting ready to make a selection, as it were.
But you didn't get all your boxes yet, so you got to still be worried about that, right?
No, I don't know how many of them come here, because we sent them up to another member of the family. This is a large family in this area, and we're staying with one set of people, and our stuff got sent to another set of people because we didn't want to inconvenience just one family. So we picked the relative with the most room in their man cave, and we sent all the boxes there. And in theory, our car should be here any day. But this was a rough trip, and I told Claire, we're not moving ever again. We're going to die here in Santa Claus.
Hi, Mike. Real quick, so on Epstein. I don't really want to talk about him. He was a conduit. Ghislaine Maxwell was his handle. He was a conduit to all the intelligence agencies. It's a unilateral operation. The French, the British, the United States, the Israelis, and Saudi Arabia, because didn't they find a passport in his safe from Saudi Arabia? So he was linked to all these. They're all sharing information to do a blackmail operation. That's how it works. You know, that's
on
why
who?
You'll... On Jeff Epstein, with, you know, that's... He was part of that operation. He was the middleman, you know, to blackmail. That's why you had that guy from France sending the 12-year-olds over. And you don't think French intelligence knew about this guy, this modeling it? And they didn't do anything about it after all this time? All these intelligence agents didn't do anything after all this time? After years and years? So they're all involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, you know? And they covered it up. And, he's not dead. He's sipping suds somewhere. And then
I agree with you on that one.
Okay, and on your caller you just had, I gotta disagree with him. True News is good, but I put everything I own to back the Duran. Now the Duran said, the Duran people on the Duran go by like facts. I mean, we're going by, I think he was part of it. There's no proof he was, but I believe he was. You know what I mean? There's a difference in real facts coming out about Epstein or who he was. I believe he was because that's what I see. But I'll stand by the Duran because I think it's one of the most best things for in technically to get involved into politics and stuff. And I'll back that show up because Peter Lavelle from Crosstalk is on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who watch the Duran know. And then, do I still have some time? Because I wanted to skip over to...
Yeah, you still have a little bit of time. We've got one more caller waiting patiently, but go ahead.
On Mike, what's your take for the third time they dropped down the GDP numbers to 1.7%? We went from 3 to 2.
Yeah.
Now it's 1.7. The whole thing is a fraud. Trump's a fraud. He said he was going to... fix this, fix that, the indictments are coming, nothing's coming, the economy's not great, and did you see the manufacturing index? It's lowest since 2009.
Yes.
Nothing's good, man. Like, Trump is not fixing anything. It seems like he's just there for it to just continue the way it is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just no improvement. But the problem is, it's getting worse. You know? I mean,
yes.
You'll probably talk about the numbers later, but I mean, how do you go, Mike, though, from 2.3 to 2 and then 1.7? So, I mean, there's something going on here. Like, how can you reduce? And remember the number, the 500,000 less in 2018, the 500,000 less jobs that were created that they claim? That comes out to 40,000 less jobs a month for every month in 2018.
Yes.
And that's coming from the Fed numbers for what, the Philly Fed or the St. Louis, whatever it is, but Trump put all these people in though, didn't he? Like, I mean, that's why I keep going back to Trump has put all these people in, from Mike Pompeo to Bolton to what's the dude running the Federal Reserve now? Powell, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what is your take on all these numbers? Like, what's going on here? Like, it's all a rigged fraud game, right? Like, it's just any number they give you,
I think the economy is, obviously headed downhill, and Trump doesn't want people thinking about that going into an election year. And when Trump was first running back in 2016, I said, I think what's going to happen is if Trump wins, the Democrats will basically try and wreck the economy, and then they'll blame Trump for it.
But I just don't understand why they put numbers out and then a lesser amount of numbers and then another lesser amount of numbers. You know, I mean, what's the real number? Maybe it's 1%, or maybe we're in negative territory. Maybe it's actually negative GDP growth. You know?
Well, this is something we've seen government reports do before. Well, they'll put out a number that looks really, really good, and the news media will say, "Oh, look, it's a really good looking number," and then down the road, they'll say, well, we're having to revise the numbers, and they'll come out with something a little bit more realistic, and the corporate media will pretty much ignore it.
And then right before I get off the phone, Mike, did you see the deal with Russia and India? They're going to trade in their own currencies?
Like, yes.
They're going to bypass the dollar, and they got 25 new trade deals, and Modi called him, Putin, his
yep.
best friend now. So,
yep.
All right, Mike, have a good show, and I hope you have a great life in Indiana. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go and switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Michael. I wanted to bring up about the American foreign aid, because that's what it ultimately is, to the people of the Bahamas because of the result of Hurricane Dorian.
Yes.
You know, the Bahamas used to be a protectorate or a commonwealth under the British up until 1973.
Yes.
They even have their military is called, I think, the Royal Bahaman Defense Forces, and the head of that navy is the Queen of England.
Yes.
And so my point is, you know, you hear a lot about the Monroe Doctrine.
Yes.
Right? Now, the British are right directly and heavily influential directly north of us in Canada. But when it comes to a foreign military in our hemisphere, the British are right there in the Bahamas. Now, the Bahamas also, we know, is a great place for American businesses to dodge taxes and offshore within, one short plane flight from the U.S.
Yes.
mainland. And so my point is, I'm already hearing about American aid going to the Bahamas. I'm
yes.
hearing about the military going to help the Bahamas. And so why are we doing Great Britain's work for them? I mean, we always talk about dual allegiances and, these prolonged alliances that George Washington warned about in his farewell address. And here we are
yeah.
bailing out a British, former colony.
Well, first of all, if you go back and you look at the experience we had with Haiti following that monster quake, the money that was being sent on in there supposedly to assist the Haitian people was in fact used to buy up all the assets at rock bottom prices. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen again in the Bahamas is, businessmen are going to go down there with all that money and they're going to talk to the people and say, look, your house is wrecked. We'll buy the land off of you for a small amount of money so that you can start over somewhere else and start putting together these large lots of ground on which to build resorts. I think that's what's going to happen.
And so are we going to, be accepting the refugees en masse into the United States whenever there's a disaster in any of these Caribbean islands, at least in the case of Puerto Rico, that's, considered part of the United States?
Yes.
But in this case, this should be a British endeavor, and let them pay for it, let them accept the refugees and rebuild it, because the Bahamas does not pay taxes into the United States, treasury.
Yes.
And so I just see this as, again, an indifference to the case of American taxpayers, and also, these populations, I don't know what the birth rate in these populations is in the Bahamas. But I mean, whenever there's a disaster forever and ever, their surplus population may be because the land really isn't intent to maintaining 300,000 people on it.
Yes.
I mean, whenever there's a disaster and they build houses that are substandard that can't tolerate a hurricane, and yet we get their surplus population forever. I guess that's the way it works.
I guess
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying about this thing, and I don't hear anything about the media, because, of course, I'm callous, and I'm cold-hearted, because, I'm sorry, I like to keep I think about the taxpayer.
Yeah.
And I think about the money spent on, our Coast Guard helicopters flying over there using American fuel, right? We're going to be paying for that fuel to fly that helicopter. Or those airplanes.
Yes.
We're going to be paying for the naval ships and shipping in the supplies and giving them bottled water and the food and, probably setting up their infrastructure once again. And what do I get for it other than they're going to charge me extra for my martini when I go over to one of the resorts in maybe 5 years? Is that what I get?
Yeah, that's going to be about what it is. That you know, from the business point of view, it's a chance to completely rebuild the place. And the reason the Americans are sending the money in is to maintain their control over that island. If the British were to come on in, the British would basically exert their control over it, and the U.S. would lose out. So that's why the U.S. is already out there moving expeditiously to get money into the Bahamas.
Yeah, no, in a sense, if it's going to be a constant, another one, many of those perpetual welfare states in the Caribbean, why don't we just roll in the military and annex it and say it's part of the United States now and make it a state then, if that's going to be the case? You know what I mean?
That
if we're going to pay for it anyway.
That would immediately open up the borders, and you know, it would be the situation like we have with Puerto Rico, where they're just pouring into the United States, and you know, our cities are already overstressed. The infrastructure has not been keeping up with the growth in population. And so I think basically the U.S. sees more economic advantage, certainly the businessmen do see more of an economic advantage if they are not part of the United States, because as you point out, they're not going to be paying any taxes.
Exactly. So, and again, it's we in the middle, we get nothing from it. I don't see how it benefits us. And you know, in a sense, I'm saying this could be a potential opportunity. But, you know, as always, the opportunity will be just our taxes, again, helping generally ungrateful foreigners, right, with our largesse to help them, and then set up the unsustainable life of so many people crammed in right in the path of these hurricanes on a regular basis.
Yes.
You know, and I really do think it's almost like it's almost unnatural, unless, of course, maybe they could build their houses next time out of rebar and concrete that can withstand, you know, category 4 hurricanes, and they could feed themselves.
The problem is the cost. I mean, it is known how to build hurricane-proof houses. In fact, I remember the last big one to hit Florida, there was this amazing photograph where this guy had built this house right on the beach, and he'd spent the money to make it able to sustain a Category 5 storm. And it was, of course, the only building still standing, and it was in perfect, pristine shape. It can be done. The thing is, people who are building houses don't have that kind of money. What they want to spend the money on is square footage and more room and other amenities, and they just sort of roll the dice on the fact of the hurricanes coming on in. But as you say, yes, they are inevitable. They show up. I mean, everywhere you live, there's going to be a problem. California, you get earthquakes. Hawaii, you get volcanoes and tsunamis. Here, I guess you get tornadoes. I'm not sure yet. But every place you live, there's going to be an issue.
Although, actually, in the East Coast, no, we don't get much in the East Coast, to be honest. I don't have many, where I live, not many disasters. It's, you know, one last thing, though, concerning the Bahamans, I wanted to touch upon, is that, you know, they're a separate nation. They have their own government. It's a parliamentarian form of government. Why didn't they take their people and, all right, their houses are substandard, many of the houses, but they have these big, giant resort buildings. You ever see that picture? One, there's huge, and you know that building is made out of concrete, and you know it can house thousands. Why don't they, during these places, I mean, they're a separate nation. They're supposedly, by the way, on a per capita basis, they're the wealthiest on per capita of all the nations in the Caribbean.
Okay.
And so why don't they house their people in the resorts temporarily during these hurricanes? And again,
do we know for a fact they did not?
Oh, I would absolutely be certain just from watching the videos. Right. But,
all right.
But I think they
okay.
have the money and resources. Anyway, thank you, sir.
Yeah, Paul, we got to let you go here. We got to take another break for commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Here at FrontSight, my experience has been amazing. I've been here now 2 days. I have a 2-day course. I have a 4-day course. Because of my schedule, I took a 2-day course. And just learning so much about the operation of a firearm, the safety of a firearm, how to hold it properly, how to shoot it, how many times to shoot. So much stuff that I had no idea about. The instructors were patient. They're very calm. They recognize that people are inexperienced, and I certainly am and was. I'm better now than I was 2 days ago. But they take your time. You can ask the dumbest question, and Lord knows I ask a number of them, and they very patiently responded. So you just know a lot more about safety, about protecting yourself and protecting your loved ones, which is what this is all about. I took the course with my girlfriend, Nina. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that they do is they have you train with somebody else like Nina. Nina's behind me. We both hear the same instruction. And so if I miss something, she can correct me. If she misses something, I can correct her. It also makes you feel more relaxed because you're with somebody you know and you're with another person who knows about as much or about as little as you know. And so when they fumble around and you're watching them, you don't feel quite as stupid if you fumble around. You can also watch somebody get better and better as you've gotten better and better. So you have some sort of bar so you can tell how much better you're getting. The other thing is, it's just a collegial atmosphere. Nobody felt pressured. Nobody felt stressed. Nobody was screamed at. And some people had been here before. Others were coming here for the very first time. It was a lot of fun and a lot of different people coming from different parts of the country. And I met a lot of interesting people since I've been here. One of the reasons I wanted to come to FrontSight is because I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment, which is the right to keep and bear arms. People don't really quite understand what the Second Amendment means often. I learned the difference between the kinds of firearms that civilians use that are protected by the Second Amendment and those that are not. The other thing is, what this place shows you is that the Founding Fathers got it right when they felt that the best way to secure a guarantee against a tyrannical government is an armed citizenry. And everybody here is armed. Yet people are responsible. They know what they're doing. They know how to use firearms. And there was no sense of danger whatsoever here. I think that's what the Founding Fathers thought. They thought that everybody, ages, I think it was 17 to 45 or so, were part of the citizen militia, the citizen army, not government army, but citizen army, in order to protect against a tyrannical government. And it shows you in an environment right here at FrontSight that people who are armed, who are responsible, are in fact safe people and can make the environment even more safe. One of the great things about FrontSight, assuming it's, for example, you're a teacher and you are thinking about carrying concealed, they will simulate what it's like for a bad guy to come into a classroom so the teacher can have a sort of real world type of experience and know how to respond and know how to react. He also will provide a free course for any teacher who wants to take one. Come here and you'll see for yourself. There's a lot of stuff you don't know. So I urge anybody who's got a firearm, anybody who's thinking about getting a firearm, to come to FrontSight and take a course.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phone lines to W in Texas. Aloha, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes.
Yes.
So I want to talk about censorship, and I want to talk about the social credit. So real quick, yesterday, the gentleman over in Austin, Mr. Jones, he had a really good breakdown of the censorship that's happening. He mentioned the military is going to be looking at saying that memes are a security threat, essentially, just like simple memes. But I think people really should, like, understand where all this comes from, and I'm sure you know about it. It all really starts with that 2013 NDA Act when they undid the Smith-Mundt Act. I'm reading this. The Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 and the Foreign Relations Authorization Act of 1987, those were propaganda laws, basically saying Congress said that our own government cannot propaganda U.S. domestic public and do that to other countries. And this was during the Cold War. So you could do that to other countries, you know, with like the Voice of America and all that, but you couldn't do that for 65 years to the domestic public. But in 2013 or 2012, they undid that law, which allowed our own government to provide, to basically literally disinform and misinform the American public. So that really, that's really where it starts. But then the second part of that is in 2016, in December, they passed the 2016 NDAA, which created this, what is called Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, which basically was saying, it was really a cover, and that's how the whole Russia thing kind of came together, because they were saying, yes, well, Russia is doing this and doing that, but it was really just a cover, and it was saying, well, different countries are going to be propagandizing our public, so we have to go into websites and social media and say, well, this is a troll here and a troll there, but it was really just a cover to begin censorship of just influential people on the internet. And so that's, yes, really what's been happening in the last 7 or 8 years. And so with this whole recent thing about the military saying, well, we have to go against means, that's all where this is coming from. And then, of course, so the second part of this is, Mr. Jones, again, he's been on fire. He said today he was talking about, Trump is looking at this HARPA thing, which is basically social media. We know how all our tech gadgets are already basically spying on us all the time. So it's a new initiative called HARPA, and it's basically with the Department of Human and Health Services, which is saying that, which is basically going to, train of thought there. It's basically going to have a separate budget in that department to, Here we go. This HARPA is called the Health Advanced Resource Projects Agency, which will be located inside of the Health and Human Services Department, would have a, yes, separate budget, and the president will be responsible for this. So this would be launching, this is launching a social credit score style system in coordination with big tech that will use spy data collected from Amazon, Google, Apple devices, etc., to determine whether or not an individual can own a gun. That was my point. It's a social credit, okay, score like they have in China, yep, in China already, and they're going to be, you know, monitoring you and saying you can do this or that, and you will be penalized. You can't get on the train, or you can't get this or that. So that is now beginning with this. I believe this is the start of this, and that's, I think it's what he was saying today. It's called HARPA. So I just want people to be aware of that we're now entering a social credit regime. Now, it's not, obviously, it's not law or anything yet, but it's already being put out there as the future. So just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, clearly we have devolved into a dictatorship. Yes, we're being spied on all the time. We're being lied to by the government. And personally, there's really nothing in the Constitution that allows the government to lie to the American people. So my opinion is that when the government does lie to the American people, I heard a weird sound. When the government is lying to the American people, they're acting illegally and unconstitutionally. And I don't recognize a right by the government to lie to the American people. I demand truthful government, or I'll have no government at all.
Right. And, of course, it's not going to stop with guns. I mean, that's just the beginning. It's going to go into other aspects of our life. It's going to be saying, well, you can't own a gun because you disagree with this, or you like this, or whatever, whatever. But it's, yeah, all arbitrary. It's all unconstitutional. And so that's really what I wanted to say. And it is really crazy that people, you just, like, walk around, you look at folks, you're like, do people really realize what's happening, like, right now? It's kind of like, man, y'all understand.
That's why so many people are so nervous about the liberals winning the next year's election. Anyway, W, got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take another phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Glad to have you down here. Glad to have you in the lower 48, Michael. Glad you're in a state now where your vote actually counts. You can be a conservative voice will count, not like in Hawaii, where your voice, your vote didn't really count because everything's leftist over there. Now you're in conservative part of the country, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, I noticed the difference immediately.
Yes. And there's a few things I want to get off my chest. One is that one caller, Paul, you straightened him out about we don't need annex the Bahamas for how those people come and vote in the Florida election. We don't need nothing like that like we have with the Puerto Ricans. We definitely don't want that. What we don't want also is talking about guns. Look what's going on in Chicago over the Labor Day weekend, Michael. 11 murdered,
39
shot, and 1,700 already murdered in that city. Okay, you're not far from that city. And let me tell you, these Democrats keep talking about gun control. They want to take the guns and all. You notice, Michael, when it's two white young guys in the state of Texas because they feel like their state's being invaded, they go crazy, you know, which is wrong for murdering anybody. But when, you know, all you hear about this, but you don't hear about the angel moms and fathers who lost their sons, the illegal aliens. You don't hear about there's 56 million double barrel shotguns in this country that Joe Biden said everybody should go buy one. Biden actually said everybody should go buy two double barrel shotguns and saw them off. You remember him saying that? I do. I remember all that real well. Not Walmart don't want to sell assault weapons, but you go buy a shotgun, Joe, Sleepy Joe. crazy, Joe.
Yep.
But, you know, all we hear about, all these leftist communists want to grab your guns. And in Chicago, the mayor's blaming the NRA and Trump. And you're blaming Trump for this hurricane that hit the Bahamas. What about when Obama was president? Obama? What did Obama do for Chicago? All you liberals are listening. I mean, what did Obama do for this country? The country is not being, Chicago has been annihilated for years under the Obama administration. And you know that guy Paul, he says, "Yo, we should enact that." No, we don't need. Let them stay with where they are, and we let them have their own government. We don't need them over here to vote in our Florida elections, or to try to swing the Electoral College. And the Demorats would love to get rid of that if they could.
Yes,
you know, Michael. And another thing, I got to get off my chest, and I really got to get this off my chest. You know, before you went off, you were moving. That guy Dustin called in, and he was rebucking me on about, well, hey, Tom, you got all these illegals doing all your work while they cut your grass and they work in the hotels. Well, no, they don't, Dustin. They don't cut my grass. They cut my own grass. And if I have to, I'll find an American to cut my grass, Dustin. And I'm sure a lot of black Afro-Americans would love to have those jobs in these hotels and motels on the Miami Beach and all that, Dustin.
Yep.
We don't need these illegals in here. And Dustin always wants us to put down Trump. Well, you know what, Dustin? Today they just funded $3.8 billion to build that wall. 400 miles is going to be built, and it's gonna, the whole thing's going to be built if you give the guy another 6 years in office or 5 years in office. If he can get 5 more years in there, he can build that whole wall, and we can have a wall, and we can start kicking all these illegals out of here when there's no such thing as a sanctuary city. And if Dustin had a big problem, why doesn't he call his senators or congressmen and ask his Democratic senators, why are you having sanctuary cities in this state? In your state, Dustin, New York, the most rudest people in the country, New York and New Jersey. Supposedly,
yep.
You had a survey. They're so rude over there. But I want to tell, I like Dustin to call in and tell me, rebut me on this. Hey, Dustin, you talk about, oh, these people do jobs you wouldn't. No, they don't. I cut my own grass. And I'm an old man. I still go out and cut my own grass and do my gardening. I don't have to hire somebody. And if these lily whites don't want to pay, they want to pay some illegal to do their work, then that's their problem. But they shouldn't. They should do their own work. And that's why they'd be healthier if they would go out and cut their own grass and do their own gardening or weeding or whatever they got to do, weed eating or whatever. And, you know, as far as these hotels and motels and all these service jobs, those jobs should be going to Americans if you pay them a decent wage. Not where Dustin say, well, these illegals are here already. No, they shouldn't be here. If they've left the law, you're here illegally. That's called breaking the law. You should be deported out of here. Now, Donald Trump's the commander-in-chief. He has the authority to say there's no such thing as sanctuary cities. Start arresting these mayors and these commissioners. They should be arrested. And as far as the Russia collusion crap with Comey should be in jail. And all Brennan for sure should be in jail. And all that Clapper, all those scumbags should be in jail. They shouldn't be running the street. And another thing, Michael, what's going on in Texas? Did you see One America News yesterday about 900 kids in the state of Texas have the measles and the mumps? Could you imagine a pandemic would have break out coming through Mexico from one of those Central American countries, wherever it was, one of those Middle Eastern countries where all these Middle Easterns are sneaking through that border? Can you imagine some kind of massive pandemic where 100,000 or a million people get killed from a pandemic like the swine flu or Spanish flu from the 1918 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And, you know, this Dustin guy, he was talking, oh, Trump. Well, Trump's not perfect. Michael, he tweets too much, whatever. But the guy's at least saying he shook the nation like it's never been shook politically. Let's not kid ourselves. You would have never heard about China with Hillary. Oh, China's great. Well, no, China's stealing our intellectual properties by the hundreds of billions of dollars every year. They steal everything. You know, and, you know, how did a country in 1974 become the superpower of the world? When Richard Nixon opened up the bamboo curtain, they were on bicycles in 1974.
Because we offshored our manufacturing.
I don't want to get into China, Michael, but I will get into the fact that, you know, Dustin wants to put down Trump at all times. No, Trump is, he's not the greatest president. He's maybe not Ronald Reagan. But you know what? In my lifetime, Trump's done a lot more when it came to immigration than Ronald Reagan did. You know, Ronald Reagan was famous for Dustin. And Michael, I want you to hear this. I want Dustin to hear this. You know, Reagan said the biggest mistake he ever made as president of the United States in 1988? Ronald Reagan said this, Michael. The biggest mistake I ever did was that immigration deal when they promised that they were going to stop immigration after he signed that bill.
Yeah.
Before he died. And Ronald Reagan said he should have never, ever signed that bill where they promised that was the end of this. And Michael, think about this. When Reagan left office, there were still elected Republicans in the state of California.
Yes. Okay?
Now look at it. You're trying to get elected as a dog catcher over there. That's right. It was a very red state. Now it's so liberal, it's insanity. And Dustin, Dustin wants to talk about Trump. And no, Dustin, and I don't need nobody to cut my grass, and I don't need nobody to work in motels illegally. They come here illegally. They're breaking the law. They shouldn't even be here. And these angel moms and dads, that should be running ad. Donald Trump should run an ad every day about the angel moms and dads who lost a loved one to an illegal alien. All we hear about is these sanctuary. All we hear about is these Texas shooters and all this crap about, oh, they're going to take your guns. No, they're not taking no guns. Because remember, Michael, there's 56, 58, how many millions of shotguns in this country alone. And you know they talk about weaponry? You got a car's a weapon, a knife. Look what's going on in London. You got people stabbing each other left and right with guns or swords, whatever they use. So this crappy, these liberal, Democrat, communist Bolsheviks want to push, oh, we're going to grab your guns. That will never happen. Because look at Chicago. The gangs will always get guns. They're always going to get guns, no matter what, on the black market. So all this crap we hear about, oh, they're going to confiscate your guns. Who's going to confiscate the guns? Who? You got most of the guys in the military, ex-generals, colonels, lieutenants, captains. You think they're going to give up their guns?
Nope.
That fought for this country. Some of these guys are in their 50, 60, 70-year-olds. You think they're going to give up their gun, people? No, I don't think so. Okay? My father's a Korean War vet, and he would have never gave up nothing because he went to war for this country. I had two brothers in Vietnam, Dustin. So, my family, I come from a long military family in this country. It goes all the way back to the Civil War. Nobody's going to give up their guns. I mean, let them try it. Because it's not going to happen. And, like I said, Joe Biden's out there. He's running for president. He can actually beat a president at night. People would actually vote for him. This guy's telling you 2 years ago, oh, go out, buy all the shotguns you can. I mean, he didn't even mention saw him off, Michael. Think about
and
that.
It was a dumb suggestion, too, because he was talking about dealing with a hostage situation. And, if you try and use a shotgun to deal with a hostage situation, you're going to hit the hostage along with the perpetrator. And that's why you really need a rifle that's going to put a single round exactly where you want it.
And so, Michael, nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about the diseases that are here. No, I'm saying, I remember people talking about years ago about anthrax, all these different chemical weapons. I mean, we're talking about, if people are crazy, they can use their car as a weapon. I mean, a big semi pickup truck or big pickup truck or semi. I mean, all we're hearing is about these two guys in Texas did these shootings. I guess one guy got fired from his job or he was getting fired, so he went nuts, which was horrible. Okay, and the other guy, I guess they don't even really tell you. What was his motive? What was the real motive of that guy, Michael? Because he felt like Texas was being invaded or something by illegals. He can't find work or he had no job opportunities. What was that guy, the first guy's motive? What was his motive why he went nuts, though, at Walmart? Because he didn't have the work and he felt like everybody's speaking, they didn't want to speak his language. I don't know. And that's another thing, Michael, that I've discussed with you over on the air. You got people coming here. They're not asylumating speaking the English language because let me tell you, if you had 100 million German people in this country, hey, all of a sudden I got German blood. I want to speak German and I want 25 stations in German and I want to speak German as my language. And actually, German was going to be the language of this country. We were one vote away in the Continental Congress to be speaking German. And I don't know if Dustin knows that, but this country is one vote away from being a German-speaking nation. And I'll tell you another thing, Michael. Have you ever had this chance to see the thing on the History Channel about the Armada yet? The Spanish Armada?
Yeah.
You saw that documentary?
Yes.
That was amazing. And you saw, it was amazing that King Henry VIII, who wanted to be beheaded, he beheaded his daughter's mother. Elizabeth's mother was beheaded by him. And but that ship, the ship in that documentary is the reason England kicked Spain's butt. The ship that sunk, that Henry VIII had, it sunk because it listed over because of the cannons. But because of that, Elizabeth became the Queen of England. She makes the cannons shorter, and they win. They beat the Spanish Armada. Otherwise, this country would be speaking Spanish right now. Let's not kid ourselves. The reason the United States speaks English is because Henry VIII had a ship that sunk. That was amazing to watch that documentary. It was mind-blowing. It was mind-blowing to see that documentary and see how, because Elizabeth was the daughter of him, she takes over the reins of England, and become the richest power for 300-400 years.
Yes.
Elizabeth. It was a truly amazing documentary. And I think everybody should watch it. And but, you know, getting back to these people who think that Trump is so bad and Trump is, well, hey, yeah, Trump is not the greatest. He's not a Ronald Reagan. I'll admit that hit to you. But he's not, he's, it could have been worse if we had a Hillary in there, Michael. We would have known nothing about the FBI. We would have known nothing about the DHS. We don't know none of this crap. China would be ran a rare shot on us. They'd be doing a Chinese water torture us in the next 20 years. Immigration would be out of control. I mean, there's 7 million illegals in the state of California, Michael. 7 million. Yes. Can you imagine? That's insanity. And Ronald Reagan says it. The biggest mistake he ever made was filing that immigration bill.
That's why in the midterm elections, so many of the districts in California switched from red to blue. You know, these immigrants are coming into this country. The Democrats are registering them left and right and saying, if you vote Democrat, we're going to give you free stuff. And they're basing their entire 2020 election strategy on this.
Well, that's right, Michael. In California, you get 2 years, an illegal alien can get 2 years of free college at a community college. You try to do that anywhere else. You go to California, you get 2 years of free college, and you can become a kid with an associate degree. I mean, come on. And they look, Michael, I'll tell you one thing you don't never talk about. Nobody calls in to tell your show this, but I can tell you this. A lot of these illegals that are coming here, and the ones that even got green cards, they're getting federal government jobs. They're working for transit, working for GSA. They're working solid waste. They're working at water, sewer. These people are getting great jobs, and they're not even in the country 3 or 4 years. And they're making $75,000. You got Americans who don't have these jobs. American citizenry. And that's what Donald Trump should be straightening out right now. You come here, and another thing, you're not going to work in these nursing homes not speaking no English. This has all got to be dealt with by Trump and that Republican Party. Otherwise, they're going to get annihilated. They got to start telling the American public what's really going on. You got to hammer home the truth of what's going on. This is nothing but an invasion. And Dustin wants to defend, these people are coming doing your lawn. These people are doing, working in motels. That's a lie, Dustin. There's a lot of Americans who do those jobs. And I know a lot of American, white Americans also, who have lawn service businesses. Okay? And they also have work in hotels on Fountain Blue in Miami Beach. I have a good friend of mine who works over there. And he makes great money. I have another guy who's a valet car parker over there. So I know people who have these jobs that they shouldn't be going to illegal aliens. They should be going to Americans. Not to an illegal invasion horde who wants to look. They're not coming here to compliment Michael. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs, and they want to take this country to the Democratic, leftist, liberal, Anacio Cortez way of thinking.
Yes.
And now she's blaming Trump for the hurricane in Bahamas. It was all Donald Trump's fault. Global warming. Global warming's been going on for thousands of years. Who are you kidding? There's been I remember now in the 1960s, there were hurricanes in Florida left and right. Donna, we had a bunch of hurricanes were hitting here. I mean, it was unbelievable. And in 92, when Andrew here, I was in the eye of that hurricane. Is she going to blame that on Trump? Or is she going to blame that on Bill Clinton? Because Bill Clinton was a president. Well, no, actually, it was Bush, I believe. That was Bush. George Bush.
Well, you know, Tom, Alexandria does not understand physics. She does not understand climate or weather. Because you can get these huge monster storms as easily by upper atmospheric cooling as by surface warming. And, you know, everybody who's out there saying, well, you know, global warming's leading to more stuff. First of all, we're having a really rough hurricane season, but overall, the total number of hurricanes is actually in decline.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, and another thing, Dustin, I want him to know, Donald Trump should buy Greenland. It would be the greatest purchase this country could ever made. If they could only got Greenland, they should have took Greenland and made that place, they got to make that a mecca in the next 50 years. That place could be a mecca, that Greenland. I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful place, actually, in some ways. Looking at the map of Greenland, some of that place is very nice. So, you know, and they got the freshest water in the world. It's more
yes,
fresh water
do.
In Greenland than anywhere. I mean, that's we don't even know what kind of minerals Greenland has. Can you imagine the minerals under that ice? It'd be mind-blowing to know what's really under Greenland's ice. But, you know, Michael, I got to say this. This Anacio Cortez, and I know you got other calls. Anacio Cortez keeps calling herself a Latina. Why are all these people in South America and all that keep calling themselves Latinas when they're not, have nothing to do with Latin America? They're not Latins or Hispanic. The only Latins were in Rome. They went to Ireland. They went to Scotland. They had nothing. Can you explain that to me, Michael, over there? And I'll let you have another caller coming in. What is a Latina compared to a Hispanic? I would like you to, somebody who really did, I don't know the whole research on that, but I know Latins are out of Rome. They're Italians. Why these people in Spain keep calling themselves Hispanic? I mean, a Latin. They're Hispanic, correct? They're Hispanic.
Yes.
They're not Latin. Straighten me out on that. Am I right or wrong?
It's a matter of vanity. Latina sounds better than Hispanic. And,
okay, that's what it thank you,
again,
Michael.
It's
thank
one of those social customs that makes no sense.
Right,
okay?
Because they're not Latins. The Hispanics are not Latins. Actually, you got Latins in Ireland or Scotland boarding you to Spain.
Tom, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, you know, I got to agree with your last caller, Tom from Florida. I left that godforsaken, wretched state of New Jersey a long time ago and never looked back. And let me tell you why. The highest property taxes in the nation, the highest car insurance, a high crime rate, massive home prices, worse gun control, massive illegal immigration, traffic jams all over. And now, to top it off, they got a rainwater tax, if you could believe this. This is no joke.
No, I know it's no joke. I remember reading about that.
Yeah. So, close to 1,500 people per square mile in that wretched state who can't communicate in English, are rude, and road rage is a sport there. So what Tom said is right. So these attitudes, even though I'm from there, born and raised there, like I said, I ran out of there like a bat out of hell. Here's an example. I own a home, move-in condition, on an acre and a half of property. If I had this home up north, mind you, and this is no lie, I would be paying anywhere from, I'd say, $16,000 to $20,000 a year in property taxes.
And what are they doing with all that money?
They're giving it to the illegals. And let me tell you another thing. The house I bought, three-bedroom move-in condition, on the acre and a half, would cost me, and this is no lie, Michael, no lie, this house would cost me anywhere from, up in New Jersey, would cost me from $325,000 to $415,000, mind you.
Yeah.
So this is why the people want the cheap foreign labor who can't speak English to mow their lawns, because they have to work three jobs, drop their kids off at the lowest bidder, and spend 2.5 hours out of the house working just to live there in that wretched state. And that's all I got to say.
Okay, well, it's still illegal to employ an undocumented worker, and, you know, first of all, the undocumented worker needs to be flung over that fence, and once they finish building that new fence, I think we ought to get the guys from the Punkin Chunkin show, to turn it into a spectator sport, just use those trebuchets to fling the illegals back over the fence. Longest distance and highest bounce wins the prize. And one of our earlier callers made an important point. Why aren't these mayors of so-called sanctuary cities being arrested because they are in violation of Title VIII?
Oh, in New Jersey, you have at least 5 or 6 sanctuary cities, too, by the way. They'll always welcome illegals with open arms there and stick it to the populace. Believe me, I'm born and raised there, went to college there. Like I said, when it came time to leave, I ran out of there and never looked back. Okay, Michael,
right.
Take care now.
Yep, got to do station identification. We'll be back with hour number 3 after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.